Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to Christina Avila. Hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. I'm your host, Sanchez, and as you can see, my good friend, my brother in Christ, Jeremy Brown, he failed us tonight. He had some testing he had to do for work, so he couldn't make it tonight, but that's okay. We soldier on without him tonight. Anyways, also joining me, my good friend, also my brother in Christ. Look at him right there with the smooth haircut, looking all handsome. Mr. Riker Levine. See, I didn't even use the nickname. I did.
No, not today. Not today. Thank you. I appreciate it. How's it going, Jason?
Oh, it's going good. Sorry, I got to get some light in here. I feel like I'm sitting in the dark. And then we are joined by our special guest tonight, Miss Christina, and I know I'm going to say your last name wrong. Avila.
I'm part Cuban, so Avila.
Avila. All right. So how are you doing tonight?
Doing good. I'm glad we're able to do this podcast despite this crazy stuff going on.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, you see, we got some new software, so it's kind of a struggle right now with it. We're trying to get everything working. Like, I see it keeps replaying on Facebook. So at least we're recording it. Either way, if you are on Facebook and you want to send us a message or you want to send a message to Christina, just go ahead and put it in the chat. I see that here on my screen. Or if you are on Twitch, if you're on YouTube, we're also streaming live on there. So go ahead and drop a comment in there, because I also have that up here on my screen so we can see all of that. But anyways, Christina, you have someone that we've been talking about having on for quite a while. Why don't you go ahead and let the Rock for Him listeners who you are and what you do?
My name is Christina Avila. I'm an East Coast promoter based out of Fairfield, Connecticut. That's in the East Coast. I've been doing it for about 5-6 years. But when I started doing it, I thought my name was going to be in Los Angeles on all the billboards. And I've never been to LA. And I always wanted to go because I grew up with all kinds of music as a kid. But the 80s rock, the hair metal, just something about it drew me, especially with guys with long hair, not gonna lie. But I just thought, you know, that was gonna be my mission. And wow, I learned the hard way. But it's okay. You know, I'm having fun, I'm learning. My daughter told me about this class. It's called Coursera, where you can take free classes online from some of the top schools, like Berkeley, to name some. And they're all YouTube or different classrooms, different professors talk about so much with the music industry. And I'm a country Western fan. So my dad, who passed away 13 years ago, liked the movie The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. And I grew up with it as a kid. So there is a lot of good. I'm just happy doing what I'm doing.
So, I mean, you mentioned you're an East Coast promoter. Tell us a little bit about the bands that you work with.
Wow, so many. I'm working with Divine Martyr. I'm also working with, there's an awesome producer. His name is Vic Steppens. And he's a mixer, master, engineer. And he's been doing it 45 years. And he's in Connecticut, where I am. And he introduced me to a blues rock recording artist. Their names are the Name Droppers, blues rock, but very fun, very happy. And he also introduced me to a jam band. They're very good. He introduced me to a Connecticut veteran songwriter, and he's worked with so many different artists along the years. And he's just a good, wholesome, very friendly, easygoing guy. One thing that I learned as a promoter, publisher, that the music industry has changed so much. It used to be about CDs, waiting in line at the record stores. Now everything's streamlined. So it's just a different situation, but I'm still having a blast. One of my main accomplishments was to work with Hispanic artists. I'm Cuban, part Spaniard, part Arab American. And I always wanted to work with Hispanic musicians to practice my Spanish. And my fiance and I got to see Tito Puente Jr., the son of the late great Tito Puente, who helped so many people. I got to see him, and I'm helping him. I'm helping this mambo rock fusion songwriter. His name is Rico Monaco. He lives in Florida, but he's a Connecticut native. And now, because of them, I'm working with a Cuban artist. And to me, that just touches my heart because of my dad. And even Tito Puente Jr. and this other gentleman. The music's fun, lively, dancing. My dad taught me how to dance when I was a little girl. He took my little feet on top of his feet and he taught me how to dance. So, with all of that music, it just brings me back memories as a little girl. He was a founding member of this Cuban Lyceum Club, and he was one of the original members. And they used to have dances and parties and family friendly. I mean, my sisters and I would go. I would take my daughter. My sisters would bring their kids. Everybody would just be running around. And it was just all about family and having fun. And all of this music just reminds me so much, not only my dad, but my mom was Arab American. And I lost her during the pandemic. So it was an honor and something to do in honor of them and dedicate and want to do something for music because music of all kinds was in my home. And I miss them dearly, but I know they're in heaven and they're watching over me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads into our next question because you had mentioned you know that they are in heaven. Can you
Yes.
tell us a little bit about your testimony? How did you come to know Christ?
I grew up
And hold
in.
on, if you're
Okay.
willing, if you're
Sure.
willing, this was actually requested by a Rock for Him listener. If you're willing, share your testimony and then in 30 seconds, tell us what the gospel is. Just how would, if someone were to ask you how they can know Christ, what would you tell them?
My testimony, I grew up with going to so many different churches as a child. But in the end, we ended up at a Presbyterian church. And oh my goodness, there's so much history with my mom and my dad, my aunt, my uncle. They were my mom and my aunt, I think my aunt too, very active with Bible study, with the Women's Association. They used to have something called the Strawberry Festival. And all of the proceeds would go to different youth programs. My daughter was in the youth group. My niece was in the youth group. We were all in youth groups when we were kids. So this big festival that they did, all the proceeds went to help different missions at the church, but also youth group missions, youth group trips. They had something around Thanksgiving where they had an apple pie, where they made apple pies. And whatever the kids sold, it would go to missions or different missions in the church, the women's sewing, other things. My dad was very active with collecting the offering plate. They were also youth group chaperones. So there's a lot of history with the church. And growing up with so many different churches, it was hard because I was little. But we were going to a church, and then after my mom passed away, we went back to the Presbyterian church. And I was always brought up with church. I mean, youth group was the thing to do, the place to go. My fiance, who is also a Christian, my mom, he gave his heart to the Lord after he lost his dad. The three of us, my daughter too, we went back to the Presbyterian Church 2 years ago, and right away my daughter and I agreed we want to reactivate being a member. My fiance became a member, and they're just such lovely people. They did a beautiful memorial service for my mom, in honor of my mom. It was gorgeous. And they've just helped us in so many ways. Right now, sadly, I injured myself, but I'm doing okay. I'm healing. I'm looking for work. But they're so good about praying. My fiance, his car engine went out on him recently. Somebody had broken into his car. So yesterday we had someone bring us and someone bring us home. And all the prayers and the minister and everyone there. It was like the song from Creed, With Arms Wide Open. And they're just lovely, amazing people. I don't know what I'd do without them. We have two services. The first one's contemporary and the second's traditional. But all of my cousins, my Aunt Sally, her kids grew up with this church also. So their kids are going, my aunt's kids, my cousins, and now their grandkids were all baptized there. So it's just amazing. It's a big generation thing. They're just amazing, amazing, lovely people. So that's my testimony.
Awesome.
They
Thank
say
you.
they care, they care. I mean, we're all humans, you know, we make mistakes, we do things we shouldn't, we say things, but this minister, he has three children, and him and his wife just had another baby. He's a minister, but he's not a minister because he's so humble. So grateful. He talks to everybody. He's just loving. And if we had more ministers like him, again, we're all humans. But if we had more ministers like him, I think there would be more followers.
For sure. Absolutely. And hey, real quick, we've got a bunch of people watching here. We have Lila Burke. She
My best
says,
friend Leela, yeah, we went to
Lila.
high school together. Yeah, we reconnected.
She says, hello, Christina. We got our guest from last week, Kira Soto. Kira says, hello, everyone. And I think she's calling me Jerry. She said, hi, Jerry. I'm Jason, not Jerry.
It's okay.
We also have this crazy guy named Mark McEwen
Oh
on.
boy.
He says Tito was an absolute legend. And Kira just wants you to know that your West Coast accent is absolutely adorable.
Thank you. It's my East Coast, but thank you. It's funny because my daughter told me, and I didn't realize this, in Connecticut, we don't use our T's. We don't say like Connecticut, we say Connecticut. And I never realized it. And I never realized the East Coast in Connecticut, a friend of mine who's a musician in Virginia, they refer to us as Yankees. I never understood that. And I looked it up and I thought, wow, such a great history. And I'm all about the New York sports teams, Mets, Yankees, Knicks, Rangers, Giants, even though they lost on Sunday. Forgive them, still my team. But that's something that I grew up too as a kid with my dad and my mom with sports. All kinds.
So Mark says, He wants me to tell you the word of the day is Fritos.
Yes. Oh, well, there's my dad used to make homemade hummus, garlic, tahini, onions, and he had a blender. But he never told you the additional spices he would put in. We would have to go away. And he loved his hummus with either Fritos or scoops. So that was like a meal, even though we really weren't supposed to have Fritos. But then there was something that I looked up recently, because I like to cook. I'm not a great cook, but I like to cook. A lot of people used to use cornflakes to mash up for breadcrumbs, but also a lot of people have been using Fritos. They mash up Fritos, they put them in a big plastic bag, and they get a big rolling pin and they smash it, and that's what they use to bake chicken.
I don't think I've ever seen that done, but honestly, Fritos with hummus sounds like a great idea.
Right?
I'm still very
So
partial to
good.
hummus with pita chips. Those are still my absolute
Yes.
favorite, but I'm gonna have to try that 'cause that sounds really good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, being Arab, we grew up with, the pita bread, but the Fritos or the scoops, that's the best alternative. Or even Doritos with hummus.
Never
But drink
done
a lot
that.
of water because it's really salty.
Kira
says
says her dad uses cornflakes too, so
Yeah, it's a cheaper alternative. Why not?
that's right.
wow, Kira's commenting like everywhere on all platforms. I think, did she
On
have
all
like three monitors
platforms.
up with all the different live streams up?
Nice.
Well, Christina, you mentioned you like sports a lot. What's your favorite sport?
Don't have a favorite. I like it all. I'm trying to get into soccer, but I don't understand it. Tennis, don't really understand it. I like the Olympics, especially the summer ones, because Cuba's known for boxing and baseball. And when the Summer Olympics come on, I'm excited, of course, for the Americans. But when I see Cuba or the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico, that's the Caribbean. That's my father's, territory. And sometimes some countries from the Middle East also are in the Summer Olympics. I get really excited about that. But just sports in general, it's something fun. We laugh. I try, though, like with the Giants, for example, when they're on, I don't like to watch it because the moment I watch it, they lose. So I change the channel to the cooking channel or to Hallmark. Then I put it back on. It's like, are you kidding me? They just scored a touchdown. So,
Nice. Well, as one of my good friends and one of Riker's co-workers would say, yay sports. Whenever we talk about sports, he's like, I don't know sports, so yay sports.
Yay sports.
Yay
Our
sports.
minister
I
is
think
a
go ahead.
huge Giants fan, and sometimes he relates to his sermons about Yankees and the Giants. But I'm also a Mets fan because my dad was a he loved the Mets. It was just something special to him. And the Jets, that's a football team, and they've been struggling, but I watch it because it was just something we did after church on Sundays.
That's great.
Yeah. It was a way of family coming together.
Our pastor is a huge Packers fan. Huge Packers fan. But we
Oh,
are in Michigan. And he pastors us in Michigan here, so you can bet that doesn't go
wow.
down too well. And he'll bring that up in his
Oh.
sermons and you'll get all kinds of
Ooh.
boos from the pulpit.
My daughter is a Patriots fan. She was a
Ooh.
Steelers fan, but then her old youth group director from the Presbyterian Church converted her into the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics. So when the Giants played the Eagles last Thursday, we make it fun. I mean, it's not about competition, but I said to her, "Who are you rooting for?" "I'm rooting for food." Well, because she rooted for food, the Giants won. So I told the minister that, and the minister said, "Listen, When the Giants play whoever, have a roof for food, because if that's what's going to help them win, God bless, let her do it. But yesterday they lost because she had to go to work. She couldn't root for food. So it's all good. It's for fun.
So I seen you posted earlier today about some new music coming out from Divine Martyr. How did you get hooked up with those crazy kids? Because they are some of our absolute favorites.
I love them. Oh my gosh, I'm terrible. I'm 52, and sometimes my memory goes a little. I think I reached out to them. I wanted to know more about their music. Or Mark maybe reached out to me. Ooh, that's bad. I think they reached out to me. I can't remember, but something about their music just wowed me. And we've been working a year and a half or so. Their music gives me chills. It gives me goosebumps. I never really liked power metal, symphonic metal, I was afraid of. But just something about them, their music. Maybe because of Mark being a drummer too. They're just great guys overall. They're really sweethearts. I always felt bass players were underrated. That's probably one of another reason why I like them so much. I guess just because of their music. Because we're just living in, such crazy times right now. And their music just has a message of hope
Yeah, for sure.
and love and accepting.
So Kira just asked about Divine Martyr, asking if they're metal, because she has never heard of them. Well, Kira, if you are in our Facebook chat, which you are on Facebook, you're on YouTube, jump over to Twitch, you can post on there. But one of the members is in the Facebook chat right now. And yes, they are a symphonic power metal type of a band. They are absolutely fantastic. Go back and listen to some of their stuff. Like, jump on Spotify and listen to their music. Absolutely amazing. And I don't know about you, Christina, but I am excited to hear what Cassandra has to do
Yes.
with them.
Oh, I
Like,
can't wait.
I've been looking her up online just to try and get a taste of what she sounds like, and unfortunately I can't find much on her,
No, there isn't. The band, yes.
but I know that if the rest of the guys are like, she's gonna kill it.
She will.
I'm excited. I cannot wait to hear her vocals. So
Yes.
when are we gonna get to hear some new music from them?
I have no idea. It's just coming soon. I'm sorry. I don't have an answer.
So do they have any tracks laid down? 'Cause like I said earlier, I
I
seen that you
think
posted
so. I really don't
something
know much.
saying coming soon. I was hoping
Probably.
that I could get you to slip up and be like, oh, it's going to release in 2 weeks. And I'd be like, yes.
No, unfortunately, I don't know. Sorry, we're all gonna have to wait. This is Mark. Let's have a date, please.
Mark, I see you're in there because you're posting right now. So why don't you go ahead and just, you can private message me. I won't say it on air and
Oh,
let
he can private
everybody
message
know.
me too.
Don't private message her. She doesn't know what's going on.
You can also just
Send it to
post it on
me.
social media when it's gonna be date and time,
Yes.
just you could do that too.
He
Hook us up.
is, but we have
We're
to
looking
wait.
forward to it.
We have to be patient.
Yes.
So, Christina,
I'm sorry. Kira wants Mark to raise his hand if it's the
Oh.
man that she was talking about. He's the one that posted right above you, Kira, that says, Howdy, Kira. That's Mark.
Kira's
Mark,
trying to like trace
Kira,
where
Mark.
everything's coming from. She's got
Yep.
the whiteboard out and she's drawing the lines and
So Christina, you being a promoter and someone who also similar to us works closely with established bands that are, putting out music and seeking to promote them. For us, there are a lot of bands that we really want to talk with, interview, work with. What are some bands that you would like, especially in the Christian metal space? What are some bands that you've seen that you would really like to work with if you had the chance?
Wow. If I could work with Stryper, I grew up with them as a kid.
Nice. Solid answer.
Oh gosh, I mean, Creed. Wow. Oof. When my dad passed away, I had the radio on. With Arms Wide Open came on. So whenever I hear that song, feel like my dad's with me. When my mom passed, they have a song called Don't Stop Dancing, meaning don't stop believing. Keep on believing in yourself. When my mom passed during the pandemic, put some music on. But it's funny because she was in the hospital. She was really sick, my mom. I had gotten the phone call from my sister early in the morning. And after that, I was so upset and I just thought, I'm just going to put something on. And bam, there it was. Don't Stop Dancing from Creed. So whenever I hear their music, it gives me chills. So yeah, I would say Creed for sure.
Interesting enough, that is my wife's favorite band. She knows every
Wow.
lyric to every song. And she's gonna get mad at me for saying this, but back in the day when MTV was doing the have the fans send in like fan videos of, she actually did one for Creed and sent it in where she dressed like Scott Stapp and sang a Creed song and
Nice.
sent it in. I make fun of her for it all the time. I'm like, let me see that video. She's like, yeah, no, I
Oh.
don't have it anymore.
Well, MTV now is supposed to be
Yeah, they're
shutting.
gone.
Yeah, and I grew up with it coming off from high school. You would have that 1-800 number that you called on the rotary phone. My parents would tell me to hang up. Somebody else was calling. My daughter even actually bought me a big MTV mug. It's really heavy for my coffee in the morning. And probably about, oh, maybe like 11, 12 longer years, we took her to see Creed, and they were opening up for Skillet or vice versa. Oh my gosh. They were both amazing. And then she went to this thing that the church youth group was doing. It was in Bridgeport at one of the theaters. She had done it for 2 years, but then they stopped it. But I can't remember the name of it. But Kirk Franklin was there. Skillet was there. She was so excited. So probably years after, we took her to see Creed and Scott's Creed and Skillet. Oh my gosh. Both of them just blew us away. We were supposed to have gone to see Creed. They were just in Connecticut, but because of my injury, we couldn't. But if they come again, wow, do they have a message?
Oh yeah, for sure, for
Wow.
sure. So unfortunately, we are quickly running out of time. Before we move on to prayer, what is something that you would like to share with the Rock for Him listeners?
One thing that I'm learning as a promoter and publisher, and as a Christian too, believe in yourself. Be yourself. No matter what others think, no matter what others say, you have to be yourself. You have to believe in yourself. No matter if you have the hard days, the days where no one believes you, the days that people don't see what you're doing. Just be yourself no matter what. Don't pretend to be something you're not.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, as I said, we are quickly out of time here. Real quick before we move into prayer, I just want to say, Mark, I am so glad you're getting to chat with Kira because Kira is getting ready to set up a festival or she's working on it. Kira, telling you right now, you want Divine Martyr playing. You want them playing. So reach out to him, Mark. Reach out to her. Need to make this happen. But
Can they come to Connecticut too, please? Divine Martyr, please come to my
yes.
home state. Come to my hometown.
Go visit her, Mark. Go say
And bring your Fritos.
hi. All right, Christina, I do apologize, but unfortunately, we are out of time tonight. So,
That's okay.
how can we be praying for you?
That a job happen. I'm a daycare teacher for 15 years, and I worked in a home of a husband and a wife, and they had it for 18 years, and that's the reason why they closed their doors after 18 years because they want to try something different. And I thought I was only going to do it for 6 months, but it ended up being 15 years, and I loved it. So pray that a job come along. I have a job agency, but I wouldn't like a job to have income. My daughter, who I live with, she's paying for the bills. And I'm not this kind of a person. I'm the one that, usually helps her too. Pray for my fiance that he can get a job. A good friend of ours, talk about a lovely man who's been through so much. He is giving my fiance his older car. And my fiance has the money, but they're going to be in talks. Hopefully, I pray this week so he can get the car, then go get it into the admissions and registration because right now he doesn't have a car. And it's been hard for him and not working. His company let him go after 6.5 years. Pray for my family, for peace, for my three older sisters, especially not having my parents around. It's been really hard. Pray for my daughter. She's my ray of sunshine. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Okay. All right, I have all these written down, and just let you know, like we tell every one of our guests, we have a thread that Riker's on, my daughter is on, I am on, and our other host, Jeremy. I will send this out after the show to that thread, and we pray through it every single day.
Thank
So
you.
just know that we will be praying for you at all
Thank
times. And
you.
I guarantee you that the people that are watching right now, they'll be praying through this too. So
Thank you.
no problem. I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer. So, great and Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing Christina to us tonight and just getting to share her testimony and share her life a little bit with us. Lord, I ask that you just watch over her and you know where you want her to be and what job you have in store for her. So, Lord, just give her patience and give her peace. And just know that it'll happen in your timing and it'll be exactly where you want her to be. Lord, I ask that you just watch over her fiance. Again, you know where you want him. So if it is your will to place him there sooner, Lord, please just make it happen. We know that right now it's just tough and it's a struggle. So please watch over them. And we praise you that they are getting the vehicle. Lord, thank you for that. It is such a blessing. Watch over Christina's sisters and bring some family peace. And we thank you for the blessing that is her daughter and all the things that she does for the family and for Christina. Lord, just continue to bless her, put a hedge of protection around the entire family. Lord, I ask that you watch over Divine Martyr and their upcoming song releases and the record they're getting ready to put out. Lord, Mark says they're getting ready to go and shoot a video. So, Lord, please watch over that and bless that and just make it honoring to you. And Lord, I ask you watch over Kira, watch over this festival that she's looking to plan. Lord, put the right people, the right bands, and the right finances in place to make that happen. Above all else, we thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Christina. We do appreciate it. And don't jump
Thank
off
you.
after the live stream ends. For those watching and listening on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, or in Kira's case, all three places, we just want to thank you for being part of that. I'll continue to work on the audio aspect, so I do apologize for any issues. But above all else, I just want to remind each and every one of you that if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night.
What you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.
Tune in next week as we talk to Kelly Green, author and manager for Behold the Beloved.